2017 AFL Pride Match Celebration, live on Joy 94.9 from Sydney. Listen, are proud to sponsor this Joy broadcast and delighted to give ongoing support to a community-driven radio station such as Joy 94.9.
With us, as he was last year, our first guest is Swans assistant coach Brett Kirk, Sydney Swans Hall of Famer, and also a documentary maker and an author, having co-written with wife Hayley, Braveheart, Lessons Learnt from Life. Welcome, Brett.
Thanks very much. Okay. Happy to be back.
So are we. So when we chatted last year, we talked about your book aimed at young people who are having trouble finding direction in life. We know inclusion is important to you. What have you learned since the AFL Pride game was staged last year?
I'm just really proud that our footy club's really strong supporter of the Pride game. Last year it was about acceptance and making people feel safe and welcome at the footy, and I just hope it created more conversations. I know it did at our footy club, and I hope it continues to do that. So whilst at the moment it's a big deal, but hopefully in time goes past, it doesn't become such a big deal. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
I noticed you also had your function on this week, on Tuesday, to your Pride luncheon, and there was a diversity action plan that was developed alongside the Rainbow Swans and other key stakeholders. What's the significance of that document, yeah, and how has that influenced the culture at your club, do you think?
Yeah, again, our club's a really strong supporter of inclusion and making people feel safe at the footy, so we're looking at key pillars that we want to make sure that people that come to the footy feel safe and included. So looking at disability, LGBTI, looking at inequality with women, and also empowerment. We want to make sure that everyone comes to footy has a real strong sense of belonging.
Mm. Now, you've been part of the footy world for a long time. Not too long.
You mean that in a loving way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean that in a kind of legend of the game kind of way.
Thank you.
Have you seen, how have you seen the language around homophobia and that kind of thing changed over that time?
I don't know. I guess for me, it's always about being really authentic and be true to yourself. So I can't remember too much my early playing days. And I definitely know I don't spend as much time around the change rooms these days, but I don't see any sort of homophobia around the Sydney Swans footy change rooms. But I'd imagine it still goes on in different places, and hopefully with events like this that we can keep celebrating diversity so that ignorance isn't there anymore.
Mm. I hear sometimes that people say, why do we have to have this sort of round? Why do we have to have a Pride game? Why do we have to have multicultural? Why do we have to have all of those things? So the AFL is leading in that sphere, which is great. Do you think the community are following as quickly as we need them to? As in the, you know, the supporters and...
I hope so. Yeah, we want to be a leader in our sport, yeah, that way. And we want people to feel proud. And I'd imagine when people come to the footy tonight and they see the rainbow flag and the colours, they stand with a sense of pride that they can be themselves at the footy, because that's what it's all about. So I think it's evolving, but hopefully it's evolving a bit quicker than we like.
So you can look back now on last year's game 12 months ago. Did the fact that it was a Pride game and that there was, you know, a rainbow 50 metre mark, all that sort of thing, rainbow flags, did it make a difference to your guys and to your club and playing the actual game?
Yeah. Well,
Does your focus really have to stay firmly on...
I think early in the week, there's no doubt. We had Jason Ball down early in the week, and he talked about his story and his experiences, and there's no doubt when you're hearing a story through someone else's eyes, it really paints the picture for you. So I think that was it was quite a strong link for the guys. So there's no doubt that we want to be a strong supporter in this, and the AFL's right behind it. So we want to just continue to keep people feeling accepted and safe at the footy.
Now, let's talk football for a moment. You've won quite convincingly over the last, you know, nine or so games. What's your chances tonight, do you think?
St Kilda are a great footy team. They've won the last four out of five games. I think they'd be disappointing with their game against Richmond last week. But tends to be that they bounce back pretty hard. Most teams off a disappointing loss. So we're expecting their best tonight. They've got an elite midfield. They've got some halfback bounces that come out really hard. So we've just got to win the ball inside and give our forwards give them a chance. But I'm certain it's going to be a high-pressure game, and there's plenty on the line. We're both on similar points on the ladder.
So before your 9 wins...
We were pretty ordinary.
You had 6 losses, yeah. Norton 6. Hmm. How does that happen? And then, how did you lose 6? I know that you may not have the answer, but then, and how do you turn it around basically from one weekend to the next?
Yeah, well, I haven't got the exact answer because hopefully we'd have lost a couple and we would have changed it. But what we did was just go back to basics. Go back to sort of what the club wanted to stand for and what they've been really strong at for a long time, and winning the contest and being really elite in our defensive pressure. So I think we got back to that in that last sort of 9 or 10 weeks, and we're a lot more competitive and we're staying in games. And the fortunate thing early, we got some good games into some of our younger players. So there's some guys out running around now, sort of Will Haywood and Oliver Florent have played some really strong footy for us early in the year, so which is good for our footy club.
It did ruin my super coach that Oliver is now running around now and not in the game starting at 7:25. He was doing beautifully.
He's a really good player. He's come off a week of injury, so he'll go back and get a kick in the reserves and be pushing for selection back in the seniors. But that's what you want. Great footy clubs have a really strong reserve team coming in underneath and putting pressure on the senior players. And if you look out here, I think the reserves are about 140 points up.
Yeah, so it's amazing. Playing the Northern Territory Thunder.
Which is usually, they're pretty strong at home. And they've got a lot of mature bodies out there, but our guys are playing some good footy.
Yeah, they look very good. If it's a sign of things to come tonight, look out for the St Kilda Football Club. Thanks so much, Brett, for being a part of the Pride Game broadcast tonight. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll see what's happening in 12 more months' time
in this space.
And good work with the Sydney Swans hosting the Pride Game tonight. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks for coming on.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.